Record, The Herald and BBC Scotland exposed his history of sexually abusing young players. He was jailed for 2 years in 1998 for abusing three young players, including Alan Brazil, at the Celtic Boys Club between 1967 and 1974. Following his release, Talbot was still a wealthy man. He moved to California, where a BBC investigations team tracked him down to ask him about other allegations of abuse. Within hours of that program being broadcast on the 2nd of May 2017, US Homeland Security escorted Talbot to LAX Airport. He was flown back to the UK and then arrested in Scotland. Andy Gray's testimony was among those used to help convict Talbot of a second round of crimes against three boys. Jailing Talbot for 6 years in November 2018, the trial judge, Lord Beckett, told him, "You used the club as a front for child sexual abuse." Michelle Gray believes the parent club at Celtic Park bears responsibility for failing to prevent Talbot's crimes. "I just want to confront the people who failed my brother. Because if Celtic had kept Talbot away from that club between 1986 to 1994, then Andy's life and the lives of other boys would not have been ruined," she said. It was Kevin Kelly, then a board member of Celtic FC, who brought Talbot back into the club at the end of the 70s. Kelly and the former Celtic View editor Jack McGinn, who became club director in 1986, were long-standing business associates of Talbot. Kelly strongly denies that he knew about the allegations against Talbot when he brought him back to the boys' club in 1978. In fact, he says he was not aware of any allegations against Talbot until the 1998 court case. McGinn, who wrote the 1986 editorial denouncing scurrilous stories of abuse, has denied any knowledge of Talbot's activities before his second stint at the boys' club from 1978. Talbot's 2018 conviction triggered a string of further allegations against senior figures in the Celtic boys' club. Among other abusers at the boys' club was teacher Gerald King. In early 2019, King was given a 3-year probation order for sexually abusing four boys and a girl at a Scottish school in the 80s. King was convicted of lewd and libidinous practices, which included taking a photo of naked boys in the shower, between August 1984 and April 1989.